Todd, you're gonna hate me for asking this question because I know you're not prepared for it.
Let's
But
go.
what about our friends that are writing a fiction book who don't have pain points? What do they do?
Yeah, absolutely. I think for fiction books, the trick is to create intrigue. The trick in any scenario for a book description is to create intrigue. So let's do it live, Tim. People say they love to hear me type because it's mesmerizing, so we're gonna do it right. So let's pretend, and I don't have a formula handy, but let's see if we can flesh one out right now. I don't know. Tim, give me a name, any name.
For a book,
Sorry, a character name. So like a person's
character
name.
name,
Yeah.
Lizette,
Lizette, how do you spell that?
Lizette.
Okay, Tim picks the hardest name of all time, dude. That's how you do it here. Okay, let's see. That's it. July's too happy of a time. Let's see. Midnight on. Oh, of course. Duh. She would. All right. So let's think about what I'm doing here. I'm starting in the middle of this story. So I'm going, here's the, I mean, for my fiction writers, you'll know kind of this phrase, the inciting incident. It's the point in the story where the main character can no longer turn back and their destiny is fixed. Like they have to go down this path. So for Lizette, the hardest name in the world, the moment where her story changes and she can't look back is this right here. The vampire gets her. At first, everything she seems fine. She doesn't know, she's heard all of the stories. And then we're gonna. Oh, sorry, I skipped a little bit because I started. Now I'm wanting to read this book. I'm like, what could this be? What could happen? All right, then a midnight on Halloween, and again, we're laying out some consequences. So, inciting incident here. We didn't know what was going to happen. You could easily. I mean, you could swap it out for. Tim thought his NASCAR wreck would be the worst day of his life, but it turned out to be a blessing beyond his wildest dreams. I don't know, something like that. But we're looking for some event that happens, and we're building that out. And then we're traveling down this story track, which is okay. Oh man, okay, worse than anyone could have expected. Me, and now I know just kind of by word count and having done this 100,000 times that we're getting close to this read more kind of button. So that's a good way to leave readers hanging. That's a good place to go, oh, what could be worse than that? I'm obviously not going to tell you until you buy the book. That's the beauty of a book description. And then we go down in here and try to summarize what happens in the story at large, right? So, Tim, Todd, and, I mean, of course we're friends with Liza, right? Like, why wouldn't we be? Tim, Todd, and Tanya as they race against the clock to find the antidote for Liza's brutal bite. Right, so you saw me change that really quickly. Just because it's exciting. Right? Ticking clock's always exciting. Broadly, what I'm doing here is wrapping up the whole point of the story. Like, what are they doing? Like, why am I even reading this book? It's because Lizette got bitten by a vampire, and now myself and Tim and our mutual friend Tanya the turtle have combined to figure out what's going on. Let's see. In the process, and now what we're going to do. Now, again, this is Lizette's story. What we're going to do here is hint at some broader consequences Because everyone's read a book about a vampire, we need to know what else is going on. In the process, uncover their hometown's deepest secrets. We're running out of space here, so what we're going to do is shrink that down a little bit. Deepest secrets. As it turns out, probably won't put a semicolon there, it's a little heady for a book description. As it turns out, the sleepy village of... Tim, name me a small town near where you live.
Box Hill.
Boxville. Is that right? A Box Hill.
Box Hill. B-O-X-H-I-L-L.
The sleepy town of Box Hill. Sleepy village of Box Hill is not as innocent as it seems. And let's see. We need to wrap it up now. So we're going to go... Alright. Broadly, backing up. Inciting incident. This is what changes Lizette's life forever. This is the tease to show you that it isn't your average vampire bite. This is the summary of Lizette's journey and what they're doing. And this is expanding on the story a little bit, giving hints to a broader, bigger story that suggests danger. And it fits in this theme of, like, is everyone a vampire? Are Todd and Tim vampires? Is that why their courses are so amazing? You know, there's some wonder. There's some mystery here. But we're going to wrap it up and say, as it turns out, this is going to be a box. All right. Let's... we need a title. Australian vampires. Let's see. You'll love... Let's go with this. Australian vampire series, because it has twists and turns around every corner. Get it now. Bang. Now, all right, so let's back it up. My fiction people, you know I got love for you, so we're gonna break this down into a process, if I can keep it all on the page. Tim making me do stuff on the fly. Here we go. Inciting incident. So this is the thing that starts the story moving. This is the line that implies that what we think this is, if I'm a person that's reading vampires, if I don't like reading vampire novels, I'm not going to read past this line. If I do like reading vampire novels, I'm expecting that Lizette is a vampire, but she might not be. Then we go into summarizing the story at a high level, and we can add some details here, but I'm keeping it very pared down so you can see the structure. Lizette's story, a few extra characters so we know that it's real. This word antidote is very interesting because it's giving some weight to what they're trying to do. And then again, hinting at the broader themes, and then moving into the cell. You'll love this in the Australian Vampire series because it has twists and turns around every corner. And I might try to make this less generic. I would try to make this less generic and less cliche if I had more time. But ultimately, we're boiling back down to the cell. And then we end with these three magic words. Get it now. Satisfied, Tim? You like that?
Perfect.
Nice.
Let's wrap it up there. That's exactly what I was looking for.
Absolutely. Beautiful. So, for my nonfiction folks, let's revisit these formulas once more, even though they're a little muddy. We're going to rub the pain point. We're going to show how your book can help. We're going to add very specific details to tell the readers you know what's going on. And then finally, we're going to say, get it now. For my fiction folks, I can get down there. For my fiction folks, we're going to start with inciting incident. We're going to build drama for the description. We're going to summarize story driver is what I'm going to call that, but the thing that keeps you going. And then we're going to hint at bigger plot. And then finally, we're going to show why you'll love it. And then finally, call to action. That's description writing 101. I hope you enjoyed this lesson. I hope you get some real value out of it. And Tim and I will see you in the next lesson.